You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Cambria's Coast Unified School District superintendent stepped down Tuesday night. After 4 years on the job, Victoria Schumacher will leave her post at the beginning of 2019. The move comes after almost all the district's teachers voted no confidence in Schumacher earlier in the year and a recent school board evaluation of her performance. As the boardroom of Cambria Union Grammar School gradually filled with teachers, staff, and parents Tuesday night, many played games with each other, like an iPhone version of charades, waiting on the board to announce their verdict.
Fangs.
Vampire. Yeah.
Even through the games, much of the conversation revolved around the same confusion the Cambria school community say they felt for a while now. Unexplained are classroom cuts, teacher assignments, and a hemorrhaging student population. Emily Mills is a middle school teacher at Santa Lucia Middle School.
Part of our letter of no confidence that 97% of the teachers signed was that we really can't trust and, you know, can't understand where this district is going. We don't understand what the vision is, and it seems like Dr. Schumacher doesn't understand that vision either, and that's what really frustrates us.
After an hour of deliberation, the board and the superintendent filed back in. Schumacher, who was absent from the last meeting and hasn't returned any of KCBX's requests for comment, finally spoke.
At this time, our district has new needs emerging. That is why, at the end of January 2nd, 2019, I will pass the torch to new leadership and embrace the many opportunities that await me in retirement.
Several members of the audience held hands tightly and smiled as they listened to the announcement they hoped Dr. Schumacher would make.
It's been my honor to serve our incredible community as superintendent. I'm very proud that we as a school district have made significant gains in student achievement.
The school board quickly wrapped their session and passed out copies of Dr. Schumacher's retirement agreement. After stepping down, she will use her remaining sick leave and retire from the district on June 30th of next year. The district will pay her a final severance payment of 3 months of her salary, an amount which is not immediately publicly available. But according to public pensions and pay database Transparent California, Schumacher made more than $236,000 in 2016. The board will immediately begin working to appoint an interim superintendent or permanent replacement, which for school teacher Emily Mills, she hopes it's someone
who can really provide for this district and can think outside the box and has a vision to really bring this community together and serve these children that so deserve somebody who really cares about them and understands that they are our future.
The school board will meet again Thursday for regularly scheduled business. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.